This is Lucy Du with the latest from CRI News. The search for the missing Malaysia Airlines flight continues days before its batteries are set to die. 10 planes and 8 ships scanned the search area in the southern Indian Ocean on Sunday, in the most intensive day of searching so far during the operation. Australian authorities say several objects were spotted by its aircraft. Some have already been ruled out, but there remains at least 4 objects of interest. An Australian vessel carrying a sophisticated US black box locator and an underwater drone is expected to join the search in the coming days. The flight's recorder's batteries are expected to run out in about a week's time. Today's search will resume subject to weather conditions. Strong gales are forecast in the next 2 days, with big waves and low visibility in the search site west of Australia. Chinese President Xi Jinping has observed the opening of a new panda exhibit at a zoo in Belgium. The president is on the final leg of his four-nation European tour. The pandas were sent to Belgium from Sichuan province last month as part of a joint research project involving scientists from both countries. The move is seen as a display of friendship between the two countries. Hao Hao, the female, and Xinhui, the male, are both 4 years old. They will stay in the country for the next 15 years. Pandas are considered envoys of friendship, and President Xi says their arrival in Belgium has demonstrated the Chinese people's deep feelings for the Belgian people. Xi Jinping's visit to Belgium is the first by a Chinese head of state in 27 years. China is again urging the Philippines to stick to the declaration on the conduct of parties in the South China Sea and return to the path of bilateral talks in resolving disputes. The statement comes after the Philippines filed a formal plea to an international tribunal regarding a territorial dispute over the Nanshan Islands. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei says in a written statement that China will not accept the international arbitration filed by the Philippines. He says China holds a clear and consistent stance that it has indisputable sovereignty over the Nanshan Islands and adjacent waters. Hong says China has always adhered to direct bilateral negotiations with relevant countries to solve disputes regarding sovereignty over islands and maritime demarcation. He says the position is in line with the Declaration on the Conduct of Parties in the South China Sea signed by China and ASEAN nations, as well as the consensus reached by China and the Philippines in a series of documents. North Korea says it will not rule out a new form of nuclear test to bolster its nuclear deterrence. The statement released by the foreign ministry and read out on state television says the Korean People's Army will take part in new drills which will involve more diversified nuclear deterrence.
Now that the U.S. is staging 60 nuclear war exercises by mobilizing all types of nuclear strike teams aimed at occupying Pyongyang while describing the exercises as annual ones, the Korean People's Army drills will involve various forms of exercises in which more diversified nuclear deterrence will be used for hitting various medium and long-range targets with a variety of striking power.
Earlier, the United Nations Security Council said North Korea violated UN resolutions after launching 2 medium-range ballistic missiles off the east coast of the country. The missile launch comes as US and South Korean troops start annual military drills. Turkey's ruling Justice and Development Party, or AKP, has reportedly taken a strong lead in the country's municipal elections. Voting was held on Sunday. Turkish media reports that with around 35% of the votes counted, the AKP stands at nearly 48%, while the main opposition Republican People's Party holds 28%. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
Our people will tell the truth above anything else, and beyond what's talked about in the public squares, what will be decisive is what the people will say. In my opinion, what the people say goes. The people's decision is respected. Anything outside of this, one way or another, will be recorded only in history once the results from the polls are in tonight.
The elections come as the ruling AKP government has faced corruption allegations. A road crash in southern Tanzania has claimed 21 lives. The accident on Saturday night also injured 9 people. Local police say a minivan rammed into a lorry. It was a head-on collision. This crash follows the death of 12 women less than 24 hours earlier in another accident. Roads in Tanzania claim thousands of lives every year, and most of the accidents are caused by what police term as reckless driving and bad road conditions. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.